on this weekend, of course, this being a bi-ritual parish, we also celebrate tomorrow the great feast of Christ the King. And that's where our main focus is headed. However, we see why Jesus Christ is King. He heals the sick, forgives sins, leads those who are ignorant to knowledge, to the light of knowledge. And so we have here this blind man, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. And he was sitting there by the roadside, begging because he had no way to earn his living. And then he heard the commotion and asked, "What is going on?" And they told him, "Jesus of Nazareth, who was supposed to be the Messiah, the Son of God, was coming with many people with him." So he cries out, without any further ado, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And of course, Son of David means also Son of God, because the Son of God who would come into the world would be the Son of David. And of course, this through his mother Mary, who was a descendant of David. St. Joseph too, but St. Joseph had nothing to do with that. Only Mary is his parent on this earth. And so he is the Son of God, the Messiah, who has come to save us, not only from blindness or anything else that we may have, but especially from sin, from eternal sin, from eternal death, the fires of hell. And so Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, and so that's not really his name. That just says who he is, but it doesn't say his name. Calls out, "Have mercy on me, Son of David." He comes to believe who he is. The Holy Spirit guides him. He had heard things, but not like that which the Holy Spirit was telling him in his heart. And Jesus stopped, and the whole procession stopped. And he continued to cry out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And he calls him to himself. And of course, our Lord and Savior calls us to himself. That is what it is to be a Catholic, to be part of the mystical body of Christ. Those who are called to salvation. The word church in Greek means those who are called. And so he is called. And he asks, "What do you want?" And he says, "Lord, that I may see." And our Lord says to him, "Your faith has saved you. Go." And he received his sight immediately. And so too it should be as we make our prayers to God. "Lord, grant that I may see. Lord, give me the things that I need that I do not have. Deliver me from the things that I have that I do not need." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.